I want you to preach with me a little bit this morning. I want to get your minds stimulated here to begin to think. Now I want to bring our attention this morning to on Mother's Day, and now Kenzie will think she gave me this sermon, but I asked her last night if you were gonna talk on Mother's Day, what would you? And she said, it took her just a minute. I don't know if she prayed about it, but it took her just a minute. She said, I would preach on the mother of Jesus, on Mary. Well, that's what I'm going to preach on. But I should have told her what I was going to preach on because she thinks I've got her sermon now. And then I want to go to St. John's Gospel 19th. And I want to kind of preach this morning on a pattern of a mother. And in order to do that, Brother Jeremy, I didn't know what else. When you think about a pattern for a mother, when God of heaven looked down wanting a mother for his son, well, that'd be a great place to go, wouldn't it? I'm going to begin reading in John 19. You've heard this preached before, but this is where I want to pick up on this exemplary mother that heaven picked out, Mary. Now Mary was not divine. She was not born ever. What's that big Catholic word they use? She's not divine. She was just a human mother. Immaculate conception. I don't believe that. Do y'all believe that? I don't believe that. She was just a earthly woman. And when you read Mary's prayer or song or whatever they call it, when she realized she was carrying the Son of God, she acknowledged that she needed a Savior too. Amen. And so when I look down from heaven at the pattern for a mother, amen, I'm going to look at Mary this morning. And you know enough now, if you say, well, I'm not a mother, I don't need to hear this, I'm not interested. You know there's gospel in everything we say in this book. So I'm going to be preaching the gospel to you this morning. And the Bible said, 19th chapter of John's gospel, verse 24 is where I'm going to start reading. Now, I appreciate you being here this morning. Thank you for your giving. Let's get something out of this morning. They said, therefore, among themselves, I'm starting here just to give you a little picture of where we're at. Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. Talking about his garment, Christ's garment. Whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now verse 25, are you with me? Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, and when I say this, you know Christ, and you know the affection that he had for this woman. This seems a little callous in a way, but it wasn't. He acknowledged her, and he said, woman, behold thy son. Then he saith to the disciple, the one that he characterized as being the one whom the Lord loved, he said, "Behold thy mother." And I think this is incredible. From that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Now, there's so much preaching in this that I'll never get it done. But I'm going to begin with this mother here, this ideal mother. We find her, the first picture I bring to you, at the death of her son. She is standing when everybody else has fled. She's still standing. Y'all getting this? Can I say it again? The Bible said they all forsook him and fled. But she stood by the cross, not ashamed, not afraid, not apprehensive. She stood at the cross, watching her son die in shame. That is a pattern of an ideal mother. She stands when all else flee. Right? Now, that's just one area. I want to go back. I want to go back now and real briefly, if you want to turn into Matthew's gospel. And, you know this, you've heard this all through the Christmas plays and all the Christmas cards. You see a little woman who, little girl, really, it's only speculation of how old she was. Somewhere probably between 15 and 20, I'd say. She was a virtuous girl. She had never had a man, never had been with a man. And she had an engagement. She was going to marry Joseph. And so they were in that betrothal period, preparing for their wedding and anticipating a wedding. And while she was anticipating this wedding and looking for she's just a little Jewish girl, but, you know, there was some characteristics about her that God looked upon her and thought she was worthy, amen, to be highly favored among God. That I've got a son that's going to come into this world. He's going to, and I don't even know the terms to use sometimes, but he is going to forfeit. I don't know, that's probably not the right word, but he is going to obediently surrender his deity and power and glory in a sense. And he's going to come and live, amen, in the womb, amen, of an earthly woman. She's probably a teenage girl. Amen. And how in the world, amen, do you find a mother that would be ideally honorable enough, amen, to be the mother of Jesus Christ? Amen. Are you with me? How many's with me here? Amen. You know what this speaks of to me? I said, do you know what this speaks of to me? It speaks of the grace of God. Amen. Do you think there's actually a human being, amen, in this world, amen, that would be worthy of Christ? Amen. Is there? Amen. No, there is not. Amen. Do you know what? Mary asked the angel, how can this be? Oh, come on now. Amen. She didn't doubt it. Amen. She just asked the question, how can this be? And I'm jumping ahead of myself. Amen. But, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. That's important.
She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How could this thing be? Amen. Mary, you're gonna bring forth a child. I haven't known a man. How can I have a child? How can this be? And the Bible said the angel told her, the Holy Ghost, amen, shall overshadow thee. Woo! I was somebody say amen. You know how to be an ideal mother? You've got to be willing, amen, to allow the Holy Ghost, amen, to overshadow your life. Hallelujah. You say, I'm facing some things that are impossible. And you may ask the question to God, how can this be? How can I be what you're asking me to be? How can this happen, the thing you're asking to happen? And the angel said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow thee, and that you're going to conceive is of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching if I could just find a preacher. I'm a little bit woozy here. Praise God, I want to preach to you a little bit. There's so many characteristics of this young lady. She was virtuous. Do you know, mother, if you're a chain smoker, now I don't know why this jumped in there, but just out of the blue, your youngins are probably going to be subjected not only to secondhand smoke, but I'll tell you how a kid looks at things. Well, if it's all right with mama, it's probably all right with me. Now, they may look at dad and say, I don't know about old pops there. But they look at that mother and the way they were designed. My mother wouldn't. I'm not just getting it all. Hey, but listen, you say, hey, you got to realize there's somebody following after you. That's just one little thing that I mentioned. Just one little simple small thing. But how about you may not have any habits whatsoever. Amen. But they never see you pray. Amen. They never see you read your Bible. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on, help me preach a little. You know what an ideal mother is? It is a mother when God approaches her and asks her, amen, to be part of his kingdom. You know what they do? They just bow their head and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I don't understand how I can be this vessel to bear the Son of God. Amen. But brother, amen, the angel said the Holy Ghost is involved. I tell you, church, we need a life, amen, that the Holy Ghost is involved in. And we need to say to ourselves, amen, not my will, but thy will be done.
I know you think I'm being mean. I'm not. She was ideal. Now listen. She was the ideal mother. And I want you to understand, amen, she wasn't. What made her special, amen, was the grace of God in her life. She loved the Lord. She listened to the voice of the angel. And then she ran to her relative, Elizabeth, and said, you know, she's also with child 6 months. So she ran all the way over, ever how far, stayed over there with her 3 months, I believe the Bible said. And when she walked through the door, she come through the door to tell Elizabeth, and she said, she ran in there and said, listen to what the Lord has told me. And when she began to give her salutations, and I guess salutations, what is a salutation? Is that just a greeting? And when she came into her greeting, the Bible said the six-month baby that was in her womb, Elizabeth's womb, it leaped. Right. Huh? And the Bible said that Elizabeth, what? Anybody remember? Was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, something's going on. Hallelujah. What was it? Oh, are y'all out there? Amen. What was it called, that babe? A 6 month. And you know, praise God, people ought to read this. Every time they passing a law in Washington, D.C. about, amen, the health and welfare of the unborn children, they ought to pick this up and read it. Amen. Over the House of Representatives and Congress. Amen. And say, I know a baby at 6 months in the womb leaped into the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Amen. I'm not going to abort a child that's being influenced by the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody would say, amen. Amen. An ideal mother, amen, is a mother that is pure. Amen. That opens her life and her home up. Amen. For access. Amen. To the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of my first memories as a child was going by that little farmhouse, them linoleum floors. Every now and then, Mom would let me sit on the rug and wax that floor, and she'd swing me around that floor. I thought we was just having a little carnival, but we was actually waxing the floor in that little old room as a kid. Playing marbles. See, y'all ever play marbles? Playing marbles on that wood floor. Hear my mama in that room with the door shut. Sound like she is speaking, amen, a foreign language in there. Amen. I was just a little old ornery boy, probably 4 or 5 years old, and the hair stand up on the back of my neck and made an impression on me that I haven't forgot these 50-some years. Amen. Are you listening to me? Woo! I wish I was a preacher here. I'm preaching on a mother. Amen. That's ideal. I've got to get closed up here. But listen. Amen. Now, I know we can't let our mind, you know, get in. But I do ponder. The Bible said that Mary, when the shepherds came, she pondered the things in her heart that they told. And she kept them in here. Amen. Look what a woman she was. Amen. I want to ask you this. How many knows the verse that says, and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes? Who did? Let's say it again. And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Who did? Who do you think did? Huh? Who wrapped him? Well, the midwife. Huh? What Bible are you reading? Who done that? Are y'all out here? What if Mary had decided, I'm too young to have a child? I've got a career. People are going to think I'm a bad woman if I come out of town with this baby and us not married. Are you with me? I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I know they were married at this time, but you know, they could count. Oh yeah, they accused Jesus of being a child of fornication. Yes, they did. This is going to be bad. What if she decided not to swaddle him? Now, I know. You say, but it was God's. I know all that. But what? She was a free moral agent, wasn't she? Amen. You know what a real mother, you know what an ideal mother does? Amen. She wraps the babe in swaddling clothes. This babe has got to survive. For the rise and fall of nations are in this child. That's what Simeon said. Praise God. And so, just a mother cared. Hey, how did you get here? Hey, is there anybody in here that was never wrapped in swaddling clothes? Uh-uh. You'd have died. What happened in Ezekiel, is it 14, 7 or 14, where he talks about the nation of Israel and said, you are a babe cast out into the field, wasn't swaddled at all, the navel cord was not cut, and you lay in your own blood, and God passed by the field and said, live. Amen. That's what a mother does. Amen. How many of you ladies, amen, if you'd come out of your house and there'd be a little crying baby on the porch, amen, I know what you'd do in a snap. Amen. Come on now. Amen. She took him up and wrapped the King of Glory in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Oh, I wish I was a preacher this morning. I'm talking about, amen, this ideal mother. Amen. A mother that is moved by the Holy Ghost. A mother that has a caring hand and faith. Amen. In God Almighty. And knew that this boy, amen, is my Savior. Are you listening to me? Amen. I know the world, praise God, would love to take Jesus' name off of every document in the world. But brother, without Christ, we are doomed. Amen. Boy, I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. 12 years old. She goes back 3 days' journey and finds him in the temple. And she says to him, "Your father and I." And he says to her, "I'm doing my father's business." See a little? Joseph is not, we're just going to talk to him in here. You know, Joseph is not a lot said. It's speculated that he died early in Christ's life. Probably did. Mary was there at a wedding in Cana. The Bible said there was a wedding at Cana, and Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples also got an invitation. She's probably the one got them in. Huh? No, hey. She's probably the one got him in. And they ran out of wine. Now, look, I'm not going to be much longer. I know it's Mother's Day and we're celebrating and y'all going home and cook your mother a corn dog and hug her neck, right? Can y'all handle that? They ran out of wine. Hear me? I feel like preaching to you. You ever feel like that? There have been days in my life that I ran out of wine. The joy of the Lord. There's somebody in your life, if God's grace knows how to put that wine back in your life. Now, you stay with me now. Now, if you think this was talking about intoxicating beverage, now, brother, you just ain't studied real deep. You mean to tell me that the first miracle Jesus ever did on this earth was to make a bunch of drunks some more wine? It ain't happened like that. This is grape juice, the pure, sweet grape juice. Wine in the cluster, the Bible called it. Now, wine in the cluster is not fermented, rotted wine. Amen. It wasn't intoxicating. The Bible's against intoxicating beverages. But it was just a sweet wine. And they'd served all they had, and they ran out. Jesus' mother, listen to me now. Here's an ideal mother. Jesus' mother looked at this and said, "This is going to be a shame to this bride and groom. This is going to be a shame to this host. They ran out of wine. They weren't prepared. It's short." And immediately she thought, "Here's a life that has come up short. Here's a life that's going to be shamed. Here's a life that don't know what else to do. I know who can take care of this." Oh, you ain't helping me, are you? I appreciate y'all staying down here with me for this little old sermonette. Praise God. Hey, man. Oh, yeah. And so she went to Jesus. You know what, Sister Tanya? Your little old youngins grow up. Hey, man. You know what? One of the greatest things as an ideal mother you can do when they run into you at a teenage year and say, "Mom, I don't know what to do. The devil's tormenting the life out of me, and they're persecuting me at school, and I don't have any friends, and I don't know what to do, Mom." And oh, Mom, say, "I know what we can do. We'll go to Jesus. He's got the answer for it." Are you listening to me preach? How many is hearing me preach? Amen. She knew enough about him. An ideal mother knows Jesus and knows what he can do and knows his heart. Amen. He had never done a public miracle yet. Amen. And so he says to her, "Woman, amen, what have I to do with thee? My time is not yet." Amen. It's not time to do these miracles yet in public. Amen. But I'll tell you, amen, since you're my mother, And since you've got faith, amen, and somebody's in need, and I understand the hurt, amen, and if somehow a mother understands the hurt of a child's life, amen, and the void in their life, amen, I'm going to take your need to Jesus. I wish somebody would say, amen, I'm going to take your shortcomings to Jesus. Amen, nobody ever knew. Amen, but those that drew the water knew, and a little mother knew, amen, that Jesus had wine-making abilities. Hallelujah. I remember one of my children got away from the Lord's oldest kid, and she'd been out a while, and she got prayed through. And when she did, it didn't erase the honoring things she had to outlive. And I heard her in her room walking the floor. And I was downstairs walking the floor. And I was praying, God, give me something to say to my daughter. And I'm telling you, she was reaping.
How many knows? How many's ever done that? How many knows you need grace when it comes reaping time? Huh?
But I remember going up and I couldn't get no deep thing to say. I feel like preaching today. Anybody feel like me preaching? Huh? I remember, amen, going up there and pecking on her door, and I heard her dive into the bed and cover her head up. And I went in and I said, and I, you know, talked to her a little bit, and I sat on the end of the bed. I said, I want to tell you, hear me now. There's something deep coming. Yes, sir. I said, honey, I don't know what to tell you. I do know what you're going through, and I regret it, and you know, and these seeds have come up, and you're trying to outlive them. I said, but I will tell you this. I gave my heart to God at 19 years old, and every time I ever needed the Lord, he came when I called. You say, I don't believe that. It's the truth. That's all, Brother Doug, I knew to tell her. She just broke down. You take this to God. You know what, Mary? You know what Mary said when she saw that wine running out? And it happens in the lives of your kids. It'll run out on them. And instead of the shame and instead of the discomfort, just go to Christ. And without anybody knowing it, the Bible said the governor of the feast didn't know it. They just got to drinking the wine, and they realized that the last wine, and not only were they not ashamed, but they said, this don't ever happen. Everybody always gives the best first. They saved the best to last. This is one of the best weddings I've ever been in my life. Who are these people? Who provided this wine? And nobody knew, but those that drew the water knew. I want to tell you, Christ will make your life worth living. Amen. Come on now. You may think you've got it. Amen. You can make a lot of money. Build a big old four-story house. Build a four-car garage. Have a car so expensive that you can't even drive it. And you think you've arrived. But you've not arrived. You've not arrived until the Lord turns the water into wine. Then you've arrived. Hallelujah. Amen. And an ideal mother will point her children and those in need and those around her back to a wine-making Savior. Who can put the joy of the Lord in your life? I'm almost done. Boy, I feel so good. I haven't felt this good. Amen. I've been half dead all week, but I tell you, you get anointed, a dead man can nearly preach. Huh? You know, when you read of, and I got to hurry, I'll let you go in a minute. Brother Jeremy, when you read, I want you to think with me on this. Brother Jason, you don't read of, you read of Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and you don't read of Jesus' mother. I don't think, I never did. You don't read of her at the tomb. She may have been, but I think if she had been, they'd have mentioned it. Huh? Are y'all with me? Y'all, if it's different, you can tell me. I don't read. I read Mary Magdalene, the other Mary. But I got to wondering, why was she not there? Was she grieved? Was she wasn't afraid? I know she wasn't afraid because she was at the cross. Are y'all with me? Are y'all thinking? I don't hear nothing. I'm going to give you my commentary. Is that all right? I think she knew he wasn't going to be there. That's what I think. I mean, it fits good with my sermon, don't it? Huh? You know where the next place we read of her? Does anybody know? In the upper room. He didn't say, go tell my disciples and Peter and, oh yeah, tell my mother. He didn't, did he? He knew his mother. I would say he knew that his mother knew he was alive. Yeah. Y'all ain't with me, are you? Y'all like, is this all right, Brother Eric? This will work, won't it? If anybody believes in you, if I get to doing pretty bad, I just call my mom. How's my preaching been? Oh, the best preaching that ever was preached by any preacher that ever preached. Huh? And she'll say, no, Randy, I ain't lying. I'm your mother, but I ain't lying. That encourages me. Hey, your mother was going to believe in you, ain't she? So at the upper room, the Bible said that his disciples gathered in the upper room. I'm preaching on an ideal mother here. You know where you'll find an ideal mother? In the upper room. It sure is quiet in here. You thought I was going to say the Walmart. Tricked you, didn't I? Huh? In the upper room. When the Holy Ghost fell, it fell on this little old Jewish girl. She's probably in her 50s by now. Huh? I feel like shouting. Think I will. Woo. Hallelujah. Fire came from heaven. Cloven tongues like a fire set upon each of them. All 120. One of them was his mommy. Huh? The woman that wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Amen. Hey, I hate to think about it, Brother Joseph like this, but you know, amen, where's little Taybrook at in here? Amen. Is she gone? Amen. There she is. Hey, you know this little youngin'? I believe Jesus was that little, and I think Mama put the food in his mouth. Amen. And Mama picked him up when he fell, and Mama put a bandage on his knee. Amen. Come on now. That's an ideal mother. I believe mother, amen, I believe that God ordained mother nurtured him up till he became a young man. Are you listening to me? Oh yes. Whew. Well, I wish I was a preacher here. Where do you think that ideal mother is today? Huh? I wonder if he enjoyed my song this morning. I wonder if he ever picked his mother a lilac bouquet. I'd say, I don't know if there's a lilacs grow in the Middle East. If they don't, they're sure missing out on something. But I'm sure he probably brought her a lily of the valley and said, and he might even said, Mama, here's your lily of the valley. You got two of them now. Woo. Sweet Lamb of God. Huh? Went by a rose bush and said, here, Mama, here's your rose of Sharon, and winked at her and gave her a thumbs up. You ain't getting this, are you? Huh? All rise. Boy, I feel good this morning. Praise God. Mom, you're going to get a big dinner today. I may get you two corn dogs. I'll tell you something about my little mom. A foot-long hot dog and a milkshake from King Cone, and she's happy as a coon in a pine tree. Huh? I don't have to cook much for that, huh? Amen.